A call goes out to help children in famine-ravaged Africa. Haiti's unrest disrupts a Christian ministry's short-term plans, and a grant allows an audio scripture ministry to grow in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 7 million people face the prospect of famine in East Africa unless the international donor community steps forward. Years of drought and extreme poverty could cause a humanitarian disaster. Compassion International's Bob Thorpe says it's hitting them.
About 20 of our compassion-assisted projects have been severely affected, and we've had to go in and help them with food. And also in Tanzania, half of the population makes their living off of agriculture. When they can't grow anything, it just makes it more difficult.
Child sponsors are needed to avoid more problems. They're working with a local church, which helps the church reach out with relief and evangelism.
We can provide the resources so that they can address the crisis that's around them every day. And if you can address somebody's most urgent felt need and then share the gospel with them, it's a great way to enhance God's kingdom and also grow your church.
Go to our website to find out how you can help. Next, African Union leaders reached a deal with Arab leaders that will help fund AU peacekeepers in Darfur, Sudan, home to the genocide that's killed thousands. As the problem continues, Persecution Project Foundation is helping Christian and Muslim refugees. They were able to dig water wells where the UN was unable to find water, says PPF's Ed Lyons.
The village leaders, especially the Muslim leaders of their villages, actually saw this as a miracle of God. And we actually then said, yes, you're absolutely right, handed them some Arabic Bibles and said, here's the God who provided this water for you.
The success has brought more people to the camp, and African Christians are reaching out.
They're out there evangelizing as well as directing the drilling efforts and the food distribution and the medical distribution that we have. They also get a chance to preach the gospel message, and it's having overwhelming results in this area.
Funding and prayer are needed. You're listening to Mission Network News. A report from the United Nations says that the number of kidnappings in Haiti have fallen as the political tensions have relaxed. 6 incidents were registered in the first half of March, a sharp drop from what preceded the election. Christian World Outreach's Greg Yoder says even with that news, they had to come to a difficult decision about short-term trips for the summer.
One of the reasons we're not taking any groups, we don't feel it would be a safe thing to do, at least for us. And like I said, for our staff, because once they're seen with us, that can put them in harm's way because people affiliate them with Americans and then with money, and they could be kidnapped and held for a ransom.
Yoder says the gospel takes hold with or without the summer teams.
It's not hurting that we don't go. Sometimes people don't go because they feel it's not safe to go to camp. But we still are seeing the large numbers come, and we're seeing people come to the Lord.
And Audio Scripture Ministries is celebrating a grant that will allow them to buy the Mithra Player manufacturing plant in India. The player is distributed with appropriate scripture through World Cassette Outreach of India. ASM's Tom Dudenhofer says their timeline has gone from months to weeks.
We were able to contact our partners in India, and the manufacturing of the next group of 5,000 Mithra Players has now begun. And a Christian couple stepped up and offered to match another $20,000.
Dudenhofer says distribution could begin within the next few weeks. The timing, he adds, is crucial.
On one of our team visits to the tsunami area of India, there was a tremendous hunger for God's word. They're very open to something that will give them hope.
Go to our website if you'd like to help. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The all-new Mission Network News daily email updates are now available absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage, helping you be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.